You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are joined by Laura Navarette, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who is the founder and brains behind Spoken Prophecy Apparel. Studying international business and marketing in undergrad and graduate school, she has found a way to combine her passions for fashion and giving back to the community through her work with the Spoken Prophecy Apparel clothing line. Laura, welcome back to EPN and e-commerce radio.
Thank you for having us back again.
You're welcome. So from your last interview with us here on EPN, we learned about your philanthropic line of women's apparel. When can we expect the new line to be released?
Well, very soon, very soon. The new line is just about completely finished. We're just working on some final details with a few last pieces of apparel that we have in the works. We have two photo shoots coming up, both in on the East Coast and the West Coast, where we'll have some beautiful young ladies exhibiting this year's spring and summer Spoken Prophecy collection. So everybody can expect to see the new line in late May of this year on our website.
Yeah, and you're certainly rocking with the present line, so I can't imagine how great this new line is going to be. Now, what was the inspiration? Going back a little bit, what was the inspiration behind the Spoken Prophecy Spring Summer line?
I would definitely say colors, elegance, and everything femininity. Everyone who knows me well knows that I love bright colors, lace, jewels, and everything womanly. So, however, don't let that fool you, because I also, on the other hand, love stern, edgy, and strong articles of clothing. The new line is fun and exciting, and there's a piece for everybody. It's all about finding a piece that accentuates your style.
The last time we spoke, we learned that Spoken Prophecy participates in and gives back to communities with philanthropy work. Can you share some of your recent projects?
Oh my gosh, I'm not even exactly sure where to begin. We participated in so many events, such as the 5K Parkway Run, which raises money for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. We've participated in the Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes, which raises money to find a cure for diabetes. In February, we raised funds for the American Heart Association. And recently, in celebration of Earth Day, we had volunteers go out and participate in a program called Building Together, which builds homes for lower-income families. And there's always a lot going on. We have several events and fundraisers in our pipeline for the near future. One of our largest and most exciting events is coming up for the Spoken Prophecy 5K run coming up later this summer.
Excellent. Today we're joined by Laura Navarette, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who is the founder and brains behind Spoken Prophecy Apparel here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Can you elaborate more on the 5K? And that sounds like a lot of fun and an enjoyable project and very creative way to give back.
Of course. The 5K is the first of what we hope to continue to be many of a 5K going forward. The purpose of the 5K is to raise funds to aid families who are in need of, who have a loved one or a child in a children's hospital. The funds raised will be applied towards the cost at a children's hospital for clinical, educational, hospital growth, and pediatric care. And the Spoken Prophecy Little Angel 5K will be held in Philadelphia in late summer 2013.
What advice can you share with our listeners for someone wishing to make one of their ideas a reality, especially in e-commerce?
Well, regardless of what their idea or industry is, I would definitely recommend them to find a way to make their product or service unique. And especially being in e-commerce, which is a tough market to be in, I would recommend that they take advantage of social media sites, which, whether it may be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or so on, there's so many sites out there which you can really take advantage of getting your company name out there.
Laura, where can our listeners get more information online about Spoken Prophecy?
Our website, anyone can find us at www.spokenprophecy.com, and that is www.spokenprophecy.com.
Very good. We've been speaking with, once again, Laura Navarette, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who is the founder and brains behind Spoken Prophecy Apparel. And once again, the website of reference is SpokenProphecy.com. Thanks so much for joining us again here on E-Commerce Radio.
Oh, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.